Daffodils are well up. Camellias are in big bloom. Spring greens are here. KUOW's Ross Reynolds was enthused. He met up with food writer Sarah Dickerman at the University District Farmers Market. And what did Ross get? Stinging nettles.
You've probably encountered them if you've ever gone sort of bushwhacking through the woods here in the Northwest. They're everywhere, and they're springing up in the spring now. They're a shrubby bush that's covered with serrated heart-shaped leaves, and they have a little fibers on them that have a little venom that will irritate your skin.
Have you ever been stung by a stinging nettle?
Yes.
What's it feel like?
It's persistent. It's not the worst sting in the world, but it sticks around much longer than you think it should. Like a whole day, you're sort of irritated and burning a little bit at the sight of this spot.
Okay, the obvious question, something that stings and burns, I'm going to eat that?
It's a good question. Well, I wouldn't eat it raw. If you blanch it, blanching is cooking in a large volume of water quickly, it loses its stinging potential, and then you're just left with a really lovely green that you can use in many different ways.
What's a good thing I could make with stinging nettles?
Well, my very favorite thing to do with them is a pesto. I would just blanch the nettles quickly in a large pot of water and then lift them up and maybe put them in an ice bath to cool them off quickly from keeping them from cooking too much. And then I would proceed pretty much with a regular pesto recipe.
So in the blender with some olive oil, maybe some pine nuts?
Exactly, some pine nuts, some sharp cheese, whether that's a Parmesan or like a Pecorino Romano or a Grana Padano. Plenty of garlic, and it is so good. It's not as fragrant as a basil pesto, but instead you have this like really lovely minerally persistence that's just so green. And at this time of year, we're really craving something new and fresh at the market. If you've been eating from the root vegetables and all those squash and stuff, it's really so nice to have something really bright and green, and you'll get that intensely with a nettle pesto. And then you can put it on pasta. You could stir it into a soup. You could put it on top of a piece of fish. You'll see a lot of great restaurants around town are also putting it on their pizzas right now.
And it tastes quite a bit different than basil pesto.
It's less aromatic than a basil pesto, but it has a different quality that's sort of more sort of nutty, less herbal, more vegetal.
And how long will one be able to find nettles at farmers markets in the Seattle area?
I would guess about a month, you know, maybe a little bit longer, honestly. As summer comes along, I think that farmers probably bring in other crops as well, and that the nettles can get a little more fibrous. It's not that they're not there or that you couldn't eat them. They're just at their best right now in early spring.
Food writer Sarah Dickerman, stinging and burning and eating with Ross Reynolds at the University Farmers Market. Sarah says you can get your nettle on for another month or so. She also does have non-stinging recipe ideas in her cookbook called Bon Appetit, The Food Lover's Cleanse. Let us know if you try the nettle pesto. We're curious. Give us your review on Twitter, at KUOW.